Hi there. The word for you today is on divine protection. In Exodus 12, verse 23, we read, "He will see the blood and will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses." When the angel of death visited Egypt during the night of the Passover, only those doorposts painted with a lamb's blood were protected from the destroyer. And likewise, the blood of Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, is still your best protection against the enemy, the devil, whom 1 Peter 5 and 8, the Bible says, goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. One author writes, and I quote, "When Satan sees a person or a home that's covered by the blood, he moves on. He'd rather find easy prey than to mess with one who belongs to the Lord. Just like a robber prefers someone who's unaware of his or her surroundings, is not paying attention, and appears weak, so the devil chooses his victims based on what seems like a sure thing. So, make him look elsewhere. Cover your home. Cover your loved ones. Cover your mind with the blood of Jesus." God put a hedge around Gomer, who was the prophet Hosea's wife, to protect her from adulterous relationships and actually draw her back to her husband. Here's what the Bible says. Hosea 2 verse 6. "I will fence her in with thorn bushes. I will block her path with a wall to make her lose her way." So before your family leaves home in the morning, ask God to place His hedge of divine protection around them, to safeguard them throughout the day, and to block their path from any wrong influence. God has given you authority over Satan, and you can do this. So stand up to him and say, "Satan, you've no right to harm my loved ones in any way. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus, and through the power of his shed blood, I declare null and void any strategies and schemes that you have planned against me." If you pray that prayer in faith, God will honor it, and you will live with divine protection. Okay? That's the word for you today.